This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Conversation about things that are going on in depth in this hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Ken Kessler, who's here to monitor, among other things, the social media portion of the input here, east, west, north, and south. I feel like the Art Bell. East of the Rockies, the number is, well, everywhere, our number is 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. The world of medicine, how people, I've often wondered, Kenny, whether if you were infected with Ebola, would you be helped by smoking marijuana? A lot of people say when they have bad cancers and things that the thing that lessens the pain and the problem to a point is smoking marijuana. And then you look at the numbers now. The World Health Organization says that the Ebola death toll has reached 1,900 now. A third USAID worker has been infected. His name is Dr. Rick Sacra. He's an obstetrician. He contracted the disease at the same hospital in Liberia where the other two Americans were sick, got sick as well. And the outbreak is worse than official figures show and spiraling out of control, according to some U.S. officials. One person said some countries inadvertently make it harder to corral the disease. Dr. Tom Frieden offered his commentary a day after Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, president of Liberia, voiced dissatisfaction with the world's response to helping out so far. In a way, we feel saddened by the response, says the president. 3,000 people infected by Ebola, and again, the number is, 1,900, the World Health Organization said 1,900 have died. Making it worse, the doctor said how often other countries have turned their backs on those who are coming into their countries where the outbreak is strongest. They don't even realize it. Again, you're dealing with people who do not understand. They don't want to evidently understand. They don't want to break their tradition. So measures to fight this are not hopeless, but they certainly aren't feeling that this is a way to curb, because they're ignorant about it. And so what do you do in this circumstance? Do you force these people? Do you restrict them? Do you close their borders so that other countries will not face the same problem? Closing the borders and restricting flights is making it hard to get help in and out, though. Makes sense. What we're seeing is a hugely increasing number of cases, and they're harder to manage. The more we get in there and sort of push back or push down, the fewer cases there will be. But the countries are not letting people in or out. I can see not letting them out, but I don't see getting them being difficult. Kenny, can you understand why would they want not to have you come in? Doctors Without Borders criticizing the global coalition of inaction. They want to insulate the countries, but they don't want to help. Go ahead. What'd you say?
Well, I think that they're frightened of how out of control it is, and they don't want more people coming in at the risk of infecting more people.
But the infections don't come from outside. They come from inside.
Right. But people who aren't infected who come in could get infected.
Yeah. Well, what do we do? What do you have for comments, if any, on our Facebook page or Twitter page? Social media seemingly afraid of this, in a manner of speaking. What do you see? Anything?
Dan says, do yourself a favor. Don't read articles about the Ebola outbreak.
Because?
That's all.
There is no because. Don't read it because it'll scare you. Don't read it because they're wrong. Don't read it because... Well, I wonder what that means.
Well, I think it probably means what this follow-up does by Bob, who says, the news media has lied to us so many times, that's why in a case like this, when they might be telling the truth, it still looks suspicious.
I believe it's called calling a wolf, yelling wolf, or perhaps fire, often, where there isn't one. Okay. So, the situation medically... And I wasn't being facetious when I asked whether or not this would be a place for marijuana, the Ebola outbreak, and whether or not Ebola would lessen. It works pretty fast. Let's talk a little bit more about marijuana and how things are changing in this country for people who want to get at it, whether it's medicinal or whether it's recreational. Greg James is with us, and we'll be speaking about his new magazine in a moment right here on Doug Steffens Good Day. Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
What if just a minute of your time could help grant a wish for a child with a life-threatening medical condition? Well, it can. During the month of September, Straight Talk Wireless is helping to raise $1 million for Make-A-Wish, one of the world's leading children's charities. And you have the power to help make more kids' wishes come true. The best part is, all it takes is a minute of your time. Just go to a participating Walmart this Saturday or any Saturday in September from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Take a Straight Talk Wireless demo, and Straight Talk will donate $1 towards our overall goal of $1 million to Make-A-Wish. That's it. Every dollar raised will be used to help grant wishes for kids in your community. Kids say wishes give them strength to fight their illness, and parents say these experiences help strengthen the entire family. Now that's wish power. So come on, head over to Walmart this Saturday and learn about Straight Talk. Use your wish power and help make more kids' wishes come true. Give a minute, help make a wish.
And now, Katy Perry!
Imagine going on stage without any guitars, or keyboards, drums, or a microphone, and being expected to roar. Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed.
Join Katy Perry and donate at MakeRoarHappen.com.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Richie and Ken and I have with us Greg James. His website is marijuanaventure.com. That's the name of his magazine. It's devoted to the expanding business of selling marijuana legally. How did you happen to pursue this, Greg? What's your story?
Well, my background is in consumer software publishing, and I guess about, a year ago, I was looking for something else to do because that business has slowed down, with digital downloading. Mm-hmm. And I also knew a guy who was an editor of a small paper back in Eastern Washington who was quitting his job there and just sort of suggested, you know, I had this idea to do a newsletter, asked him if he wanted to do it with me, and the rest is history. We started out with 8 pages in March, and I think October's going to be about 100 pages.
And what's the content, basically? What are you're selling to the trade, if you will, and there's a big, there are now 120 recreational pot dispensaries just in Colorado alone, never mind what would happen. There are 500 medical storefronts there, but Washington State going down the same road. In Massachusetts, where I live, there are going to be 20 medical dispensaries. So whether it's medical or recreational, you're covering that ground. Is that right?
Yeah, what Marijuana Venture is basically pure business. It's not a stoner magazine at all. There's no culture stuff in it.
Of course, but the people who would be silly about it would say, oh, yeah, man, it's all about getting stoned.
Yeah.
Have you ever smoked marijuana?
Oh, yeah, I did it in college. I did it back in the 80s. You know, I just kind of quit in the late 80s.
Where do you live, Greg? Do you live in Oregon or Colorado?
No. I live in Washington. Washington's the other state that's legal. So
Washington.
Colorado and Washington
are
the two. And I live a place called Mercer Island.
Neat place.
I'm neighbors with Paul Allen.
Those islands are just magnificent off the coast of Washington.
So what kind of new business is popping up? Because, I mean, this is a big business now.
Well, you know, lawyers are having a field day. I mean, they've got a ton of work.
How so?
Well, you know, with all the new regulations and stuff, I mean, it's very tightly regulated. It's not the kind of deal where you can just open up a shop. It's very similar out here to opening a bar. You have to pass background checks and all kinds of stuff like that. It's not going to be sold in a plastic bag on the street corner anymore. So they need to have legitimate packaging.
At least not in those states.
Yeah.
You could have a separate, you could have a column on how to be careful selling in states where it's not legal.
Oh, yeah.
Has there been a study on how much revenue it's adding to Washington?
I think the numbers I've heard are that Washington will be similar to Colorado, and they're both kind of predicting about $1 billion a year in legal marijuana sales when it's, you know, kind of going full speed. But you have to remember, out here, it's been kind of slow. It's taken a while to get everybody up to speed.
We only have about a minute left here. Who are going to be the advertisers in this magazine, Marijuana Ventures?
Well, we've got packaging companies, soil companies, law firms, like I mentioned, accounting, accountants, property owners, staffing companies. There are folks who make refining products to refine pot into hash oil. I've got greenhouse companies advertising. And I'm going paging through the magazine now. I think I mentioned light companies, the folks who sell the grow lights.
Yes.
You know, a lot. I mean,
yeah.
But it's not
smart.
If you look at Marijuana Venture, the magazine, it's not like High Times where it's bongs and vape pipes and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. It's an entrepreneurial adventure, and it's smart. Whether you agree with using marijuana or not, this guy's a smart businessman. Greg James, thank you for being here telling us the story of Marijuana Ventures.
I'm Kate. Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great country performers, I don't want to say past and present, but he's been around for a while. And probably in most people's mind, when it comes to an iconic image of the country world, Garth Brooks has it. He has ended his 13-year hiatus with a comeback single called People Loving People. So if you're a yee-haw person, yee-haw, country radio debuting this single. Did we find that? That's not
out yet.
It's not out yet.
It's
out today.
It comes out later
supposed
today.
To be, but he's doing this himself.
He's releasing it on his own without any help from a music publishing company or...
Really?
Good for him. So he keeps all the dough himself.
Huh. Yeah.
All right, so he's going to start a world tour to support this tomorrow. This guy's very smart. Other than being really rich, he's a pleasant fellow, apparently, from all accounts. I've never met him, never talked to him on the air. I don't think we've ever had him on. Have we, Richie?
I don't remember. We've never had him on.
First name, Troil, as in Royal with a T in front, yeah. Garth Brooks. Troil, Garth Brooks.
Uh-huh. But he looks the part, and I sense that there's a
he's a decent guy.
Basic
he's
bottom a good line guy. Yeah. Yeah, right, very giving. So anyway, the world tour begins, I think it's tomorrow, in Chicago, going to all the major cities in America and around the world to promote. He's going to make a ton, a boatload. That's the way to do it. Tell everybody you're going to do it. You're a popular, iconic figure. Did I use that word twice to describe him? We didn't use it earlier on. But he is an icon. He's a country music icon, for sure. So good luck to him.
Well, forget country music icon. I mean, only the Beatles and Elvis best him in certain categories.
Volume. Yep, number of hits, et cetera, et cetera. You're right.
Album says 68,630,000, as of 2013, 68,630,000 albums.
Make a buck a piece on those, you're in pretty good shape.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Let's go a little bit further. Let's dig a little deeper into this for a minute. Thinking about the inspiration, we have often decried the fact that our public school system is eliminating music programs because when the towns, cities, states helped supply equipment and money for these programs, they were fine. The feds come along and say, okay, we're going to do this now. We'll help you out. So for 14, 15, 16 years, they provide money for the school systems to run a music program because it's good. And then the state stopped funding it, town stopped funding it. So now the feds pull out of it, no more music education. That's how it works. That's how insidious the federal government is in sticking their hands into everything that you do. There's an interesting, very compelling, in fact, study that's out today about how playing a musical instrument, which you have gotten this and your children have gotten, how many of you at home are encouraging your children to learn how to play a musical instrument?
The music changed my life.
All right, well, this will, and that's a great thing to underscore here,
yeah.
Because according to this study, playing an instrument makes your children a better student. So if you encourage your children, if you want them to be better students, then encourage them to play a musical instrument. I'd much rather, although it's well-rounded, we would like to have our children all well-rounded. It's well-rounded the goal that we have our children to be athletic, strong of body, strong of mind, good student, be able to play instruments. Not many people can do all of them. If I had a child coming along and they showed some athletic endeavor or interest, then I'd encourage them to do a few things. But if, in fact, they had any musical ability at all, I would certainly send them for musical training.
We have a set of drums in our basement. We have a piano. We have four guitars.
Yeah, perfect.
And Sean just started trombone lessons. And I'm buying Juliana a ukulele, a little teeny guitar.
It attunes the brain in ways linked directly to improving skills in reading and speech, that sort of thing. So pay attention to that. Encourage your children to be playing instruments. 28 after on Good Day. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing your hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
And now, Katy Perry!
Imagine going on stage without any guitars, or keyboards, drums, or a microphone, and being expected to roar. Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed. That's why Staples is donating $1 million to the cause.
Join Katy Perry and donate at staples.com/make-roar-happen.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen.
a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
In this hour, I just saw, Kenny, that tilapia and carp eat the poo of striped bass. So I think I had some tilapia in my freezer. It'll be bye-bye time for the tilapia.
That's the message.
The message there is, no farm-bought, farm-grown fishies. You're going to eat fish. Health and well-being items are usually on the top of people's interest quotient when it comes to things that folks want to hear discussed. They want to know what's going on in the world, the news. But in terms of a program like this, the Good Day program is one of those sort of old-time, it may be the last, I know it's the last in terms of what's on nationally. And there are some cities that have full-service shows on in the morning. Dallas is one of them that I can think of, Hal J., that ilk, the old style, everything becomes fodder for conversation. And included in the conversation are tips, help, advice, if you will. So we work our way through that through many of the hours of the Good Day program on the air every day, Monday through Friday from 4 in the morning East Coast time to 10 o'clock. So if you are wanting to tell people about what goes on here, you like some of the things that we do try to do every, I use do what, four times that sentence? We have to do things differently just to keep our own interest quotient on the up and up. 888-302-3684. I say that because it isn't often that I will spend as much time on one thing, but it seems there is a groundswell of information today about the Ebola situation. It's been building, you know that. And so we have a number of things.
the as going back through the year to this point, the things that I think we've done too much of, the Malaysia airline thing was one of those. Is it that we're spending too much time focused on ISIS? Could it be? Have we spent too much time focused on Ebola? Well, I'm not sure about that yet, because I'm not sure that we're sure what really is going on. You may have heard, if you're in the last hour, and if you didn't hear it, maybe you want to go back and listen to hour number two of the podcast at DougStephan.com for today. Kenny, you were going through some of the comments from some of our listeners about the Ebola outbreak, and the last one that I heard you do focused on the news media, and how do you know this is real? Because the news media, kind of like politicians, maybe they become one and the same almost. Blurred, the line is blurred between those in the news and those who are politicians, with them saying one thing and really the facts being something else. So I understood what that listener was saying. It's sort of like crying wolf. But are there other comments that are worth airing about the Ebola situation, which the United Nations says needs $600 million in supplies now to fight this outbreak? Death toll 1,900, and Guinea warns that it has penetrated into that country, which has not been, anyway, so you got a quick comment, Kenny?
Sure. Kevin says, if the U.S. government was actually worried about Ebola, do you think they would tell anyone about it?
Uh-huh. Well, we know there have been a lot of secrets have been kept. Area 53 or 54 or whatever it is. Is it 53 or 54?
51.
That too. All right. Dr. Jack Stockwell wants to talk with us more about Ebola and also the CVS decision not to sell tobacco products. Up next here on Doug Stephan's Good Day. This hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Scared of going to the dentist? Did you know drinking BuzzBox Coffee can help you reduce your trips to the dentist and thus save you money? BuzzBox Coffee is complex, and it contains naturally occurring compounds like caffeine. It also includes trigonelline, and recent studies have shown it helps defend your pearly whites as it has antibacterial and anti-adhesive properties. This means that trigonelline helps stop cavity-causing bacteria from sticking to your teeth. So now you have another great reason to get what's truly the best of the best coffee. That's USDA-certified organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and it helps support my Eastleigh farm. Taste the difference and make a difference one cup at a time by getting delicious BuzzBox coffee. To experience your free pound, call today, 866-456-7805, or just go to DougStephan.com. Click on the BuzzBox orange box on any page at DougStephan.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by CHEV. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
Thanks for calling Consolidated Credit Counseling Services. Can I help you?
I sure hope so. I'm in debt.
Is it credit card bills?
Yes. I have two credit cards that I'm making minimum payments on and another that I'm behind on. I owe about $5,000.
What interest rates are you paying?
Between 18 and 22%.
At that rate, it'll take over 20 years to pay off.
Wow. 20 years?
What Consolidated Credit can do is work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. You should be able to pay everything off in 3 or 4 years.
What do I have to do?
Just give me some details. refill and get ready to celebrate your freedom from debt.
We're Consolidated Credit. We're here to give you freedom from debt. Call now for your free consultation.
If I had known it was this easy, I would have called years ago.
Call 1-800-897-8374. 1-800-897-8374. That's 1-800-897-8374.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunlight Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation, Maryland, DM-19, Oregon, DM-80031.
Varying things this morning, news-wise, medically speaking, there are several things that I want Jack to be involved in. First, the discussion that wraps itself around CVS's announcement that it's going to stop selling cigarettes because they say they don't want to present that image anymore. They are a health store. As a matter of fact, they're rebranding themselves, Jack, as CVS Health. Now, that's their new corporate name starting the 1st of September. And in league with that, they've stopped selling cigarettes. This is a strategic plan, they say, as they are looking to move out ahead of Walmart and Rite Aid and some of the other stores like that that are nothing more than drug convenience stores. So they don't like that. They've made deals with the government to provide various services, and I think that's their blood pressure test that they do, flu vaccines, all that kind of stuff. Now, I know you don't like the reality of what they do, and I don't much care either for the sorts of things, but they're allowing people to make the decision, et cetera, et cetera. But with CVS doing it, they have 7,700 stores in America. Walgreens has about 6,400. Rite Aid has about 1,400. But there's Walmart that has a pharmacy. There's Ralph's. I mean, pretty much all the major food stores have pharmacies connected to them, too. So is this a move that will find traction? Is this something that's intelligent? I mean, this doesn't speak to the kind of medicine that you and I appreciate, because we don't, I mean, you need CVS once in a while for a prescription, but sure. I don't need to go there for anything.
There's other things the local drugstore will have other than pharmaceuticals that are, you know, the sanitation stuff and baby stuff, yeah. And the kinds of
hydrogen peroxide, things like that.
That you don't want to go into a big grocery store. You just stop at the local pharmacy or drugstore and pick that stuff up. The media got us to call them drugstores. They used to be called something else. Mm-hmm. We think of them as drug this, drug for that. Again, I have two things that I always try to break down some news item into two categories. Number one, does it make sense? And number two, follow the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Cigarette sales in this country are off.
Way up.
Teenagers, it's up. But yeah. The older you get, when you get past 25, there's less and less cigarette sales in this country. Mm-hmm. So my first cynical thought here is that this is an economic move that is painted as a health move in order for people to start looking at CVS a little bit more closely than somebody else. Because why? They may be a combination of a drugstore and a health food store, which is the image that they're trying to portray at this point in time.
Well, not when if you go look there, up and down. If you go in there and see all the Coca-Cola, that's for sale, all the sugarized cereals and all that stuff. Yeah,
exactly what I'm coming to, because the local Walgreens next to my house, I would say roughly 20-25% of that store is processed carbohydrate products, snack foods, and sugar drinks.
Yeah.
And, you know, on the far end of it, you have to go buy all that stuff till you get to the very back of the store where the pharmacy is.
Let's talk about a couple of things. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, interesting, you may have been listening to me when I talked about milk and why milk is placed where it is in the store. And milk is a loss leader. Well,
yes.
You go into most stores, even if they're the good stores, they sell milk at less than what it costs them to buy it and less than what it costs the farmer to produce it, because when people go to the store, they want milk, they basic eggs, you know, that kind of stuff, dairy products. That's always been the driving force. That's how all these stores got started. They were dairy stores.
Yeah.
And they branched off.
Eggs, milk, and cheese.
Right. That's it. Remember the old Kennedy chain? Kennedy's butter and eggs. They were all around. Anyway, the point is that as you go down the aisles, you fill up your basket with all kinds of bad stuff. When you go into CVS, they do have Coca-Cola. They do have things that are bad for you, and it's almost an insidious sort of a thing. They may not stop selling those because they are bad for you, and it's good for business if they sell you drugs to fix the things that you break by eating bad food.
They're not going to stop selling something that makes a bottom-line profit.
Mm-hmm.
Cigarettes got a bad name. Cigarettes also have a drop in sales.
The PR move here is a brilliant PR move. That's what you're saying. say about what they've done. Okay, let's keep moving. The story of Brett and Nagma King, who are holding a news conference today in Spain. Yesterday, the Brits dropped charges against them. Their crime? Seeking medical treatment for their son without a doctor's consent. 5-year-old boy has some sort of really bad brain tumor. The Kings are now in Spain because they are going to get this treatment there. They couldn't get in England, and they are suing the British authorities and government for criminal slander, false imprisonment, and the kinds of things that are about as ignorant as you could possibly imagine in this day and age. We talk about the Middle East and these thugs that are over there killing people. This sort of thing isn't much better, frankly, and if I were a Brit, I'd be ashamed of what they've done. We've done the same kind of stuff in America, and I'm ashamed of us for doing that. If somebody wants to get treatment, it's none of your business. Let them go take care of the child in the best way possible.
Yes. The British government wants to extradite them back to England to prosecute them. And so they run off to Spain because they have this new proton beam radiation therapy that England doesn't have. It's the same thing here between the United States and Mexico.
Yep.
The Mexico is loaded with people who have, with therapists, doctors, well-trained MD-oriented doctors who have great therapies and cures for cancer.
Mm.
And I've had some patients here that I've said, listen, I know what your problem is. You're not going to get it taken care of in this state. You're going to have to go to Mexico.
Yeah.
And the Gerson therapy just thrives in Mexico. It's the same thing, except we haven't started threatening our American citizens with going down there and getting treatment, getting cured, coming back home and then throwing them in jail. We haven't gone that far yet. But the medical system in England is just as corrupt and rotten as it is here. It's all business. It's all money.
Let's spend a minute talking again about the facts versus the fiction when it comes to Ebola and these outbreaks. There is a virological analysis that's out today that shows no link between the Ebola outbreaks in West Africa and the outbreaks in the Congo. That is, the World Health Organization says there haven't been people that they could find that have traveled from the Congo to other places in West Africa. So what does that mean? How does... it's not likely to break out in America, but is this something that a strong immune system can ward off, or is it just too...
Well, you're better off, obviously, with a much stronger immune system. I've got a free handout. People want it, I'd give it to them by email on how to build the immune system. You just, office@jackstockwell.com. Just ask for it. I'll send it to you for free on how to build the immune system. But you've got hundreds of millions of people in Africa. And we're watching every single one of them. We know for absolute certain that an Ebola infected person with whether called EBD, I think they're calling it now, who in Western Africa made it to the Congo without being detected by somebody somewhere saying these things. Also, the WHO just announced, along with a physicist from I think it's Northeastern University there in Boston, who just released numbers about 2 or 3 days ago saying at the current rate of growth there will be 100,000 cases by December. At the same time, they're trying to tell us, well, don't worry about what's going on in the Congo. The Sudan government authorities just announced, I think it was this weekend, it is now illegal in East Darfur or West Darfur to say anything on TV or radio about Ebola, even though there's Ebola cases now in the Sudan. It is illegal to make public statements about Ebola in Darfur. So the problem continues to expand, and the cover-up continues to expand, because this stuff can be very terrifying once the real dynamic behind this is finally dawning on people's minds, that this could end up being a worldwide catastrophe, not just Western
Africa. At what point do they put a travel ban on Africa, any outgoing?
Well,
at what point
they
does the United States government tell U.S. companies that fly in and out of Africa, shut them down?
I talked to a flight attendant, a 30-year veteran flight attendant, the other day with Delta, and I said, what is Delta telling you people about your international flights, domestic flights, whatever, regarding Ebola? And she kind of looked at me puzzled and said, nothing. I said, they haven't told you anything?
Right.
And she says, no, not a word.
It's coming.
Not a word.
It's coming.
Because it won't be long.
Anywhere close to 10,000. I mean, they're 100,000. If they go past 4,000 or 5,000 down there, it's going to get shut down.
Well, they're approaching 5,000 now, and approaching was a 1,600 deaths so far, something like
right.
that. But 20% of the cases of Ebola happened last week. That's the indication of what kind of steam is behind this dynamic right now. 20% of the cases last week.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, check out his website, which is at jackstockwell.com, and read the Forbidden Doctor newsletter.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Sailors would guide entire journeys by it, but the joke was on them. There was no fire. There wasn't even a St. Elmo. They made it up. They made it up because they thought they needed it to keep them going when things got tough. Just like you're making up all of this. We're all going through this. It's our time on the edge. There are several quintessential moments in a man's life: losing his virginity, getting married, becoming a father, and having the right girl smile at you.
Marriage is going to make you faithful.
Yes.
I'm sorry. The notion of two people spending their entire lives together was invented by people who were lucky to make it to 20 without being eaten by dinosaurs. Marriage is obsolete.
Dinosaurs are obsolete. Marriage is still around.
Doug, I didn't know you were in St. Elmo's fire.
Very funny, Mickey. Very, very funny. The man in motion, John Parr's theme for St. Elmo's fire, as we get started with movie music and movie moments. Chuck Curry is here, obviously from the movie St. Elmo's Fire. Song was number one, movie number one during this week in 1985. They heard a little of what has become pretty much standard care for people who are Richie's age. They all use this stuff as sort of an anthem growing up.
Especially if you grew up in Washington, D.C. and went to all of the same bars. I was of age when this movie came out. I was 18, 19, 20, and we hit all the same places that were in the movie. Man, it was big time here.
That was my favorite Brad Pack movie.
So you guys are all about the same age, so you would have had more or less the same experience. Chuck is, Kenny is, Richie is, the same sort of reaction when you hear that music and you think about the song. And it is very therapeutic.
It hit our sweet spot.
Yeah, fun stuff.
It's the Breakfast Club, all those movies.
Right. Yep, a lot of them.
Here's a quick trivia question for Rich. Who is the girl who Emilio Estevez has an infatuation with?
It was Demi Moore, right?
The older woman.
Oh, the older woman. I don't remember.
Annie McDowell.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
older
yeah.
Older woman. Wow.
Yeah.
Thinking about her as an older woman.
I know.
That's a stretch in the half.
Wow.
She's older than they were. Yeah. All right. So we get to Chucker's pick. Now that we're heading into the fall, there are a lot of people reviewing the fall movies, wondering what the fall is going to be like. And then, of course, it'll be the winter movies and Christmas and all that stuff. What are the best movies coming along? Chucker will highlight that tomorrow. But today, in a moment, he's going to go through his five favorite summer movies here on Good Day.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you're looking for a new, smarter version of home security, check out Simplicam by Closely. Recently launched, Simplicam is the world's only home monitoring Wi-Fi solution that also includes face detection. That means you'll only get alerts when someone's in your home and not when your cat tears through the living room and knocks over your lamp. Simplicam also lets you view live or recorded video from any connected device, smartphone, tablet, or computer, and includes sound notifications through its free companion apps as well as access to cloud recording, easy editing, and sharing options. The system lets you schedule times to record or remotely turn on and off the monitoring system from your phone. Simplicam's home monitoring system is available today for $149 at Amazon or Simplicam.com. To store your recorded footage for a little longer, you can pay an extra monthly fee to keep the recordings for a day, a week and a half, or 3 weeks. It's called Simplicam. That sounds pretty cool. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
All right, so Chuck, over the summer, we've had some fairly good movies. We had recently the understanding that
Guardians
movie.
Of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that's it, Guardians of the Galaxy. So is that in your list of the top five?
It is. It's my top favorite films of the summer. Guardians of the Galaxy, fun, funny, very enjoyable. Both me and my daughter loved it. Marvel does it again. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, this movie was smart, moving, very exciting. One of the best apes movie ever. I'd say compared to the original,
wow,
this is the second best one.
There's a quote, one of the best apes movies ever.
I think it's
yeah,
an amazing
right.
talent.
Yes.
Fault in Our Stars, geared to young adults, the story of two teens who have cancer who fall in love. For me, more about life than death. Very enjoyable for the actors in the movie. Shane Woodley, I think, will be a major star. The Expendables 3, pure 80s fun. I had a great time with it. Mel Gibson, Antonio Banderas, and Wesley Snipes add a lot to the mix. And rounding out the top five, the Roger Ebert documentary, Life Itself. If you grew up on Roger Ebert and Gene Siskel, this is a must watch. I really liked it.
My son and I were talking about that. I mean, he's writing scripts now for movies, and we were talking about some of the movies that I'd seen and what he's seen, and he was very high on the Roger Ebert film. I asked him what he thought of November Man, and he sort of chuckled and said it was James Bond without James Bond. And I thought that was pretty interesting. Hi, Chucker. Good job as usual. Chuck Curry is our movie man. Check out his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond. This is Good Day at 59 Pat.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.